oppose such a project.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. An umbrella with a handle that looks like a sword. Cool. Unless it causes a lockdown. KOMO-TV says an employee of Evergreen Medical Center in Kirkland, Washington, noticed a visitor carrying a backpack with a weird umbrella sticking out, sounded the alarm. After a while, it was determined the umbrella was not dangerous. Everything got back to normal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Lance Beck, president of North State Security. My father, Archie Beck, the founder of North State Security, was a World War II Navy veteran, a Purple Heart recipient, and a Pearl Harbor survivor. And his meaningful, patriotic soul has been a mainstay of our company since its inception in 1968. We here at North State Security are proud when we say that over 30% of our security officers are honorably discharged veterans. As we continue our spirit of being veteran-friendly, North State encourages all men and women with a military background to seek employment with us. Whether you be in your 20s or your 70s, we would like to serve you as you have served all of us. Come be a part of making our community a safer place by calling 243-0295. That's 243-0295. Or by visiting us at 1970 Hartnell or on Facebook by searching NS Secure.
Chocolate After Dark is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park Friday, February 2nd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy an evening of unique chocolate delicacies, distinctive wine and beverage tastings, and an exclusive preview of our newest exhibition, Design Zone. Buy your tickets online or at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar. This is a 21 and over event only. All funds raised support the educational programs and exhibitions at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
County Supervisor Les Baugh here, reminding you to get your tickets for the annual Cottonwood Community Park Crab Feed, January 27th at the Cottonwood Community Center. It's all you can eat, fresh crab, homemade clam chowder, salad, bread, dessert, and coffee. No host bar at 5 p.m., dinner served at 6. Now the tickets are just $45 and available in Cottonwood at Tri-Counties Bank and the Bean and Mercantile. Call Mary O'Keefe at 347-1230. Come on out, support the community center, and get your crabby on. We'll see you there.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, threw the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams wandered the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross by old Zack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to do it. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
In your soul. In your soul.
In your soul.
In your soul. Good morning, Jefferson. Hope everybody's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Ready for another beautiful day with in being and living and residing in Jefferson and fighting the fight for freedom and liberty. So, I'm here with my trusty partner in crime, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Wynn. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. And our soundboard operator, Mr. Bob Martin.
Hey, good morning, Wynn, and good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Bob.
Nice accompaniment to the Black Mountain Bandits there to open the show.
There you go. His hand is going to hover over the black button. Not for me. It'll be for Terry. All right, so what do we got going? Let's see. Let's get this off and started really quick. We have our Jefferson meeting here in Redding in Shasta County on Monday nights at 5:30, and we invite one and all to come participate. Come listen, come hear, come ask questions, come just participate. Just come and get involved. So we have those at 5:30 at 3276 Bocelli Lane here in Redding at the Eagle's Nest Church, and we have that for about half hour, 40 minutes, depending on what's going on and all the material needing to be covered. And then we roll over to our Patriot meeting. And that starts, you know, right around 6 o'clock. And then a lot of times that a lot of the information is parallels, which is kind of surprising. So, but we're going to have a Patriot meeting at 6 o'clock at the same location. And we'd love to have everybody come and check out what's going on and learn what's really going on within, excuse me, the territory of Jefferson, given the climate that's going on right now with what's been covered in the media and all that other good stuff as far as the other things happening throughout California. So we want to invite everybody to come participate. So please do that. Check out our website, soj51.org. You can find out all kinds of good things about all different counties, all the counties that are participating within Jefferson, and, yes, some of the Oregon counties that they're listed on there with their contact information. And they're on there for the contact information only because, as you all know, California counties have to separate from California first, and then Oregon counties have to separate from Oregon first, and then we could blend them together at some point if we elect to do that. However, right now, what we're looking for is just getting the separation going for the California counties and seeing what's going to happen with that. And we're waiting to hear from the court for that information to be able to be rolled out. So just you're going to have to come and hear what's going on at the meeting, find out what's happening, and we'd love to have you there. I want to let everybody know we're going to be having a fundraiser here on Saturday, February 17th. It's the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It's a silent auction and a dinner auction. And It's a pretty fun event, and we have some great people putting that all together. Chris Kelstrom is our a leader of the team. He's been putting that together for a while now, and he's doing a dynamite job. He's got a lot of good help that he's getting that led and up and running. For tickets to the event, you can contact Chris at 526-2352. You can also contact Patty Smith out of Tehama County, if you're in Tehama County. You can contact her at 586-2166. So come check that out. You can even come to our Jefferson and Patriot meeting, and you can get tickets there as well. So you can come find out what's going on. And when I say tickets, we're talking about the dinner tickets for the tables. And if you want to buy a table, that would be great. And then you can make that happen, and Chris is more than happy to help you with that. And then also you can buy gun raffle tickets at the same location. So come check it out, see what's going on. Again, at 3276 Bocelli Lane here in Redding, and it'll start at 5:30 for the meeting. I guess I'm vacillating a little bit back and forth, but here on the dinner, I'll go back to the dinner thing. The doors open at 5 p.m. on the 17th, and the dinner will start about 6 o'clock. So it's going to be at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson at the VFW Hall. And dinner is provided by Applejack's, and it's going to be tri-tip or chicken with all the fixings, and it's a no-host bar. So come check it out. We've got some really good items to be auctioned off, and you'll be pleasantly surprised to see what the team has gathered up and the community, how they're supporting it with everything that they're putting in to make this event happen. So I want everybody to come and check it out. That's it.
Okay, and also at 3276 Bocelli Lane tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, we will be talking about the court case and New California. We'll be talking about those types of things. So come on, one and come all, and we'll let you know the truth of what's going on. Today we have a little different program. Everybody's going to be in on something that we're going to do here. As everyone knows, Mark Baird is in Australia fighting fires, and little difficult to get a hold of because he can only be located on the computer, and he also is 19 hours ahead. But I know his beautiful wife, Cindy's listening right now, and I also know that she's going to be able to get this message to him. So today's program is entitled A Verbal Letter to Mark Baird. Dear Kemosabe, this is from Tonto Squaw Rally Sally, Marshall Wynn, and producer Bob. On January the 8th, we proceeded to a five-prong plan that we introduced to every county in Jefferson. We started this out with Shasta. The culmination of that has been 35 to 40 people that are now engaged actively in our committee all the time. It's also created a position of people getting in the media, people helping people, counties helping counties, and new positions as far as what's going on with the court case. And by the way, tomorrow night there'll be another update on that. Then on January the 11th, we talked to Nevada, Eldorado, and Placer on a conference call. The results of that was amazing. They put together a radio program which covers 880,000 people just in the hearing audience, not including live stream, not including podcast, not including the archiving, and not including that you can actually listen to this at any time you want. They've rotated their meetings between counties, and they are now using a conference call for the three counties to work together in conjunction on the 5 points we talked about. Tuolumne County, Amador County, Calaveras County, Stanislaus County, and Mariposa County, we had another conference call with a couple of days later, actually a day later. This conference call consisted of these counties, again, getting together, getting fundraisers together. They have one in Tuolumne County on February the 17th for the state of Jefferson and for the court case. Keynote speaker is the Pacific Legal Foundation. And Tom McClintock's going to be there. He actually asked to come. He's a congressman, so that'll be an interesting concept. Results, they are now having conference calls and meetings, inter-county, working all together every 2 weeks. Next, we had Modoc, Lassen, Plumas, and Sierra. Just a great call. The outcome of that is a fundraiser. The outcome of that, again, is the implementation of the 5 points, and we'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow night. What happened there is that they are now also having a conference call at least once every 3 weeks, where one county is strong, another may be weak. Stronger help the weaker ones. And we all have different things that we're strong in and different things that we're weaker in, and that's what we have to do is our strong points and all work together. Next, we had a conference call with Trinity County. And Trinity County is an interesting county because there was a bit of a division there for quite some time, and frankly, there was like one or two people that were working on the committee. However, something happened, the Lord's intervention, I'm sure of it, and Trinity County, about 2 months ago, just exploded. The meetings that they have in Hayfork, on a weeknight, are 40 to 50 people. If anybody's ever been to Hayfork, you'll know that that's the whole town. So when you look at that, and Weaverville, and those folks working together, a great committee, just an absolutely wonderful bunch of folks working on a town hall there. And also what we're working on is a position of them working with Modoc, Shasta County, and Tehama County. I'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, we went to Colusa, where we had Colusa, Yuba, and Glenn and Sutter together. That was a live 5 point presentation. It was fantastic. They're all working together. It's just been a great thing to see everybody excited, everybody strong, everybody moving forward, and now with new information on the court case, which we passed out. And the reason I'm not bringing all that up now is because if you're in any one of those counties, you should be talking about it with the people who are on your committees. Also, Lake County has been refreshed. Lake County, amazing. Truman and Cheryl, we love you. They have been here since the beginning, single-handedly, for quite some time. But now we have other people that are helping them, people that are movers and shakers in that county. We're very excited about it. And the chit-chat with them, they're ready to roll, and they're ready to support the court case, which is the number one thing we need to support out of the five-prong plan. Next, we have Tehama County. We went there on Friday. It was great. Tehama's amazing people. They have a fundraiser going, a shoot going. They're going to have another fundraiser, I believe, in March. And again, the culmination of Tehama, Trinity, and Shasta working together makes it so all those counties are now working together. The idea is to cross-pollinate, work together, and make sure we're moving ahead. Now, we have fundraisers coming up on the 17th. There's the dinner and auction here in Redding. The same day in Tuolumne County, there's the dinner and auction they're having there. We have a St. Patrick's Day event, an Easter event. We have a shoot that's happening in Tehama. And we believe that this will bring probably around $100,000 minimum to the court case. Along with that, we understand that there are people out there that are lying about what we're doing, people out there that are lying about what they're doing, and people out there that are misleading the public on what they're doing. Our court case is very transparent. You can go right to our website. Isn't that correct, Wynn?
That is correct.
And you can go to our website, soj51.org, and you can read the cases. We're probably the most transparent movement that's ever been, even though we have people that are lying about us, and we'll talk about the lies, the fake news, Mr. Splash and Dash. That means we have people out there that will start something up, and then once something falls apart with that, they dash to something else. In the wake of that, those people are leaving friends and people that cared about them behind. But it's good because we have all the counties working together, and those of us that have suffered that can get the knives out of our back because our friends pull them out. The other thing I want to bring up is on February the 11th in El Dorado County, Himasabi, you're speaking. It's going to be a great event. We will be unfolding and bringing some things out at that event in El Dorado, and information on that will be forthcoming. In fact, Terry G., if you're listening, love it if you call in about 9:30 and give us the lowdown on that. So, Himasabi, we miss you. Get home. We need you here. But things are moving. And I have never seen, ever, the excitement and the unity of the people of Jefferson. One quick note. The media. At 7:15 on Tuesday morning, I was woken up by ABC. Yeah. And we were talking about what was going on with this New California. And we were talking about that. They had questions about it. But, you know, every news agency that's contacting all of us, we've been on radio programs, amazing. It's interesting what they say. The way they form it is, what do the people in Jefferson think? What do the people in Jefferson think about this? Isn't that interesting? Don't ask us about Northern California. What do the people in Jefferson think? A young man named Rudy in Stanislaus County, what a great job he did. What a great job he did on the radio, doing an interview. Had to do it because the people that were going to do it were ill. They couldn't get on there. Rudy stepped up. Young man, I can't tell you what a great young patriot he is. Did a great job. Rudy, if you're listening, kudos, my good friend. With that, anything to add to any of that, Wynn?
No, it's all good.
So when we start looking at what we're going to be proceeding on, we need to move ahead with the court case. We also have Eugene Laverne versus the House of Representatives. Many of you know about that. It's been all over Facebook. It's been all over our website. And that's another interesting concept. We'll elaborate on that tomorrow night. As the counties, as you go to your meetings in each county, they will elaborate on that because all of them are privy to that. What about a rough draft of a constitution? What about moving forward as a state thinking we're a state? And I want to, believing we're going to be a state, but I want to put that in perspective. You need to take the hill that's in front of you first. The hill that was in front of us to begin with was trying to get the legislative body of the state of California to listen to us. And I know Beverly Banghart, for one person, and I think she told me it was over 6,000 calls. She has the exact number. It's like 6,023 and got something like three responses, either in a form letter or you know, that was it. We were ignored with tens of thousands of phone calls, visits, sitting down even with elected officials. I mean, you know, Jim Nielsen is one, James Gallagher is another one. Trying to sit down with some of them who virtually told us, well, they didn't have time to even talk to their own constituents because there were too many people. Remember, the whole issue is representation. How does a state that's being proposed, like New California, how in the world does that work with 43 counties? How is that a small rural state?
And it's not.
It's not. And, oh, by the way, here's something else to think about. As we see what they're doing, if you look at Jefferson and you look at their map, which one would be more governable? How do you govern something that large? And also, which one is going to be have better representation?
The green map of Jefferson.
Here's my favorite part. My favorite part is these folks get on the news and they actually say this. This blew my mind. We have to show them we can govern ourselves. So does that mean that one of them is governor and the other one's a senator? I mean, what does that mean? I mean, seriously?
Self-appointed?
Yeah, self-appointed has to be. They don't even have one person in each county they're saying they're represented that they show on their website.
That sounds like their Junior League of California.
You think? So the real deal is that, you know, we went and did that. Also, Fox News, when they made the statement that that this new California deal was following Article 4, Section 3, just like West Virginia did. Well, the real deal is West Virginia never did that.
No.
They didn't have to. Why didn't they have to do it? It was 1862. They didn't have a state legislature to go to because Virginia was in the Confederate States of America lobbing cannonballs at the Union.
Well, and Fox and Friends repeated that.
That's what Fox and Friends did.
So they're not even doing their homework.
Well, you know, the deal is that, you know, the news media has come to us. We have been Terry Giardi, who is First Lady of Jefferson, and I'll tell you, if you don't know her, she's a blessing.
Amen.
She has been out in front of this, everything. I mean, the whole thing is, if it's that stupid and sounds that stupid, it is that stupid. But, you know, let's face it here. One of the things that was said, I think it was the Tim Fox show. Maybe I have the name wrong, and I apologize, sir, if I do. But there was one radio program that really hit it on the head. Actually, several people that we talked to kind of hit it on the head. We've been doing this for a long time. We went down to the Article 4, Section 3 position, and we tried. We were ignored. That's why we went to court. And guess what? We're still in court. And guess what? We're moving right along in court. And guess what? We're going to have more news tomorrow night on that. Now, fact being that we're moving along in that vein means we tried the other way. If the new California people think they can bring the legislative body together to do what they want, two questions I would have. One question is, if I was in Los Angeles and I was a representative there and I could virtually control everything in California, water, food, timber, mining, industry, if I could do that and I had 11 senators and four others that had parts of my county and a minimum of 25 representatives in the assembly, which would give me one third of the entire legislative body of the state of California. Why would I give up power? Maybe somebody can call me and give me an example of when somebody gave up power. And, oh, by the way, New California, if you're going to be in a position to say, you know, well, these guys will come along because maybe the folks in San Diego or the folks in some of these counties, some of these Democrats, some of these liberals, maybe these folks would be amiable to having more power than they had before. Well, isn't that making a deal with the devil? And have you looked at your own map that your population base voted for Hillary Clinton? Seriously? How does this change anything other than give you FaceTime? And we know that that's what this is all about. 11 people trying to get FaceTime.
And that's what I was going to ask. How many people are behind this movement? It looked like
11.
11. 11 people. And have they secured anything with counties? Not as far as we know.
Nothing. In fact, when you look at their website, they're boasting 43 counties. They didn't even have representatives, I think, for 15. And it's one person. And so here's the way I understand it. If you're in Mendocino County and you want to be a senator, you just appoint yourself.
How's that? No.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't it? You appoint yourself. And I guess if you're the founder of New California, then you appoint yourself.
No.
No. And then if you're in Yuba City and you're a couple in Yuba City, you guys appoint yourselves, right?
No.
No. Anyway, with that, I'm getting the break sign from my good friend Bob Martin. So, hey, Wynn, you know, time has really come.
Or 51.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I know Sally is standing up.
Dancing around.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. It's hilarious. Oh, gosh.
The Bee Gees.
You know, one thing I wanted to just bring up real quick. We've got Terry G on the line. We're going to bring her on in just a second. But one thing I want to bring up really quick, and that is that, you know, how in the world the press has been ignoring us, and in a lot of cases, they really haven't. They have, but they haven't. I mean, we do get a lot of press. We do get people calling in. We are doing interviews. We Gosh, we had an interview with ABC in Sacramento. Greg Walsh did that for us in Placer County. There is stuff going on. Like I said, Rudy was on the radio. There are things going on. And we have Terry G., the First Lady of Jefferson.
But before we go to Terry real quick,
yes,
keep in mind that all the sensational stuff is like a flash in the pan. So that's what's happening with New California.
And that was a statement that was made by several people on the radio in other areas that said Jefferson's been there and six Californias fell apart, three Californias fell apart, CalEx and his secession. It's illegal. It's treason.
Yep.
You have this new one, Nude California. What's the other one?
All the state splits.
The state splits.
The state splits. The three
Jefferson
state splits. The 12 state splits.
Is here.
29 state splits. Whatever they're looking to do. Yeah. But Jefferson's the constant.
Yeah, because we're in court, folks.
And we're doing it right.
Yep. Terry G., are you there, my dear?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning.
While we're still on that subject, New California, last night on the Greg Gutfeld show on Fox News, they covered it, and one of their panel people compared the writing of their information and declaration as that about equivalent to a third grader.
So we didn't have to do it for them.
Didn't have to do it.
Yeah. So, and then they showed the border, and they had Superman and some other characters on this kind of video funny clip showing that the border between the two states actually is the San Andreas Fault.
So they want beachfront property. Is that what they're looking for?
Yeah. So anyway, you can see that show. It's on 2 o'clock this afternoon on Fox News.
Okay.
So if you wanted to record it or whatever, I didn't have a chance to watch the whole thing. But they took the whole thing rather lightly, to say the least. But let's get to more important things is that on February 11th, a Sunday, at 3 o'clock, that we are going to have an Assembly of Patriots. This is hosted by El Dorado, Nevada, and Placer counties. And we will have, our guest speaker, Mark Baird. Mr. Raposa will be our master of ceremonies. It's free admission, and it'll be at the American Legion Hall, 4561 Greenstone Road in Placerville. And we'll have lots of information, Jefferson merchandise, we'll have some beverages and snacks, and we'd like everybody to attend throughout Jefferson, and it'll be great to finally welcome Mark Baird back.
Amen.
It was cute. I talked to Cindy this morning, and I'm counting the days. I mean, you know, what a great lady she is, and not only a good, just in just fun to be around, but you know, just wow, what a couple. Anyway,
So, and I appreciate your effort that you've been doing in these conference calls with all the counties, and I can tell you yesterday I got phone calls from Mariposa, Placer, and Oregon, kind of picking my brain, and I'm hoping that more people will get involved with calling some of the talk show hosts and writing letters to the editor. Let's talk about the real truth about Jefferson, because the rest are not resolving the issue of having the worst imbalance of representation of all 50 states. Jefferson and our Citizens for Fair Representation are the only group out there doing that.
Well, the thing is, too, and you put it so well, I mean, we actually have action, folks. We are in court. We're in court. We're already there.
We're the only legitimate movement.
The only legitimate movement moving forward.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, maybe that's not sexy enough for folks, maybe because we don't have a lot of whacked out people. You know, maybe that's just not sexy enough. But also in Oregon, I know that just so people understand, Oregon is doing their own thing because Oregon has issues of their own. And they're with us as we would be, well, business-wise, say two companies in different areas. You know, we're a company, we run our own company, we do our own thing, we have our own product, we sell our own stuff. And there's a company somewhere else in another state that does the same thing and is trying to move their product forward. And what happens is that we work with each other in strategy. We work with each other in similarities. Mm-hmm. We work with each other, again, with strength. The one thing that was great, the best part about this whole 2 weeks that we had of seeing people driving everywhere, talking, I mean, you know, gosh, it was just, it was, I've got to admit, I'm a little pooped. and Wynn and Sally and all you great folks out there, I mean, the way you guys came together, the way you guys mm-hmm. do this, the strength you all have. I mean, simply what you just said, Terry, how everybody works with everybody. No one else is doing that. Jefferson is the way. And you know what? Here's the deal, folks. I hope everybody hears this. We will never, ever, 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 did I say ever, give up. We are going mm-hmm. to get this state. No one is in this thing to lose it.
No.
No one is in this thing to not have representation. And here's the other deal, California, you folks in California, you folks all over California, when we win our court case and when we get our state, your state will be better. Do you know why? Because mm-hmm. we are fighting and paying for a court case for you guys, California, for all of you in Southern California. We're paying for this so that you get better representation. Whether you're right or left, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
This fight is for everyone for representation. When we leave, we will leave California a better state in representation, and Jefferson will be the first new state.
Yep.
In 150 years.
Yeah.
Actually, longer
than okay. that. And right on. So, one other thing. I want people to be sure to read Jefferson Messenger or subscribe to it. It comes out the second and fourth Saturday of each month, but that's the best way to see all the dates and locations for the meetings in the various counties, plus any events, and plus some good news items. And so be sure to look for that on your emails if you're already a subscriber. And if not, go on the website and click on resources, and you can read all the back issues as well as subscribe.
There we go. And so this one was, you did a really good job on this.
Really
one too.
Good job.
Very good job, Terry.
Mm-hmm. Very good. As usual.
As usual, yeah.
You know, and I've got to say this about Terry G. You know, it's kind of fun. I mean, most of you have seen MASH, and you probably watched Radar and the Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
She's Radar.
She's
it's
Radar.
Funny. I'll say, well, da 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 da. Well, I did that yesterday. Da 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 da. Well, it's already done. Da 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 da. You know, or I'll go to open my mouth and she'll tell me what I'm going to say. Anyway, darling, we absolutely love
okay.
you.
Okay, and flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, it's the truth.
You have a good day.
You too, my dear.
Thanks, Terry.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's talk about a couple of other treasures in Jefferson.
She is the treasure.
Oh, she's awesome.
Dynamite lady.
But let's talk about Patsy and Monty Carter.
Oh, man.
Who are Patsy and Monty Carter? Well, they're the folks that brought us Glenn County. They're the folks that helped with Colusa. And that's not taking anything away from Joe or Lou Manor, who are wonderful. But, I mean, diving in and doing this while they battle cancer, strokes. Patsy, we love you. She had her leg amputated, and she is still, or her foot, excuse me, and there were some complications. She had to go back in the hospital again last week. There's been no excuses. She calls me and says what she wants is she wants Jefferson decals for her new fake foot. I mean, the thing is that there is no excuses there. They fought the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl and Truman. I mean, you know, Cheryl and Truman have been amazing. Truman, Burnell, and Cheryl have just fought this thing all the way through. It was interesting. I got a call from a particular county, which I'll maybe get into in a little bit. But in Lake County, when we did our first town hall there, they had 137 people in a church off a dirt road. Do you think people care about that? And when I talk to the folks, you know, in Leland and Leah Odom and Truman, Gerald, when I talked to them the other day, the revitalization of them getting excited about what's going on, and also the fact that their board of supervisors has changed out, and there are people there that are more agreeable to the fact that California is a nightmare. Yeah. They're a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, we now have an attorney general in the state of California. I mean, if, you know, Tucker Carlson, I think he called it treason. Maybe not.
But with a smile.
With a smile. But it was sedition. And that is that he now, meaning our attorney general, wants to convict and prosecute and arrest people who comply, businesses that comply with ICE. Well,
how's that happen?
Well, I mean, obviously he didn't read the Constitution, you know, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4.
Yeah.
The jurisdiction of immigration is not under their jurisdiction, but the state's jurisdiction is under the Congress and the President. So in all that stuff, you really wonder, again, where are we going with California, which will be another big surprise on February the 11th.
Uh-huh.
If you're anywhere around that American Legion Hall, get there early.
Yeah.
I mean, really early. I'm not really sure what the seating capacity is, but I know that it'll be full.
Yep.
At least.
With Patriots.
So with that, I think we're going to go off to our last break here. If you have a call that you want to make to us, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you have anything that you want to add, 530-605-4567.
The time has come.
For 51.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Please join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes, as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each, or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Talk about live in the fast lane. I think we have Janet Chandler on the line. And Janet, we have someone right behind you too, darling.
Good morning, Janet.
Okay,
how are you?
Good. I will be fast.
No, you don't need to be fast. Just be good.
It's time for me to talk because I can't hear you very well.
Okay. Go ahead, Janet. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. We have spent a lot of time talking about what California is doing wrong. We've spent years on that, trying to convince people that Jefferson will be better. So now it's time to shift gears and start thinking about just in what way Jefferson will be better and your responsibility in making that happen. And that derives from our new Constitution that will be coming up shortly. And I want to challenge everyone out there to start thinking about what they want to see in that Constitution. What is important to them? Come up with a list of five things that you are going to be looking for in the new state of Jefferson and how you are going to hold your state employees and representatives accountable. So there it is, your responsibility to further Jefferson and get out of the California box.
Where are we at?
Hope to see everybody on February 11th.
Yes, and where are we at now with the rough draft? And folks, keyword
rough draft.
Where are we with the rough draft?
Just a starting point, but we can't get past the starting point without the input, the engagement, and the responsibility of all of the citizens of Jefferson.
There you go.
So join in.
Bye, Finn the Fast Lane.
You are absolutely right, Janet, and thank you so much for bringing that to our attention.
Thanks, Janet.
You bet, and see you all tomorrow.
You will.
Thank you. She's absolutely right. You know, write down a few items that you want to see in the Jefferson Constitution. Look up constitutions online, if nothing else, and just start cherry-picking the best of all those items and see what's there. And make sure that things are in the Constitution that are constitutional, that need to be in the Constitution. And then if you really want to cure insomnia, look at the California Constitution. That one's a piece of work, let me tell you. It's been violated so many different times, you can't even tell that there's a constitution based in there. There's so much garbage in it. So do that and get your homework done.
Yeah, that's the only constitution in the United States that's in rehab. Anyway, Mary, are you there, my dear Mary?
Yes, I am. I couldn't hear the previous calling because the radio just now came back to life, so I was on hold in a depth zone. Hey, my quick question is, I looked at the picture for CalExit, you might have already discussed this, and it shows a separation to the Bay Area, is that correct?
For the new California?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what about all the military facilities? I mean, we have a lot of bases in the state of California. you know, you bring a bunch of blue hats in there, they're going to get shot out of the saddle.
Yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
I think somebody isn't planning well enough. And also, to leave the Bay Area out, that's the port. That's the receiving end. Until they get Eureka up and running, right now, San Francisco and Oakland below is the receiving area.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like I said, these 11 people are not thinking very clearly.
You think? but they're getting FaceTime. You know, they're getting FaceTime
right.
And notoriety and... Oh gosh!
Yeah,
you know.
I forgot about that. You know, best guy on the block.
That's
okay,
right.
Thanks, guys. Good show. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Jimmy in Redding. There are you. Where are you, Jimmy?
Good morning, Jimmy.
I'm in Redding today.
Good.
I was actually up in Aetna the last couple weeks working, and that was a great experience because that is the heart of Jefferson up there, buddy.
You bet.
It is. I am getting your texts. I get your texts.
Gotcha.
But
yeah, I figured you were, like, crazy busy.
But you and I need to chit-chat, like, verbally as soon as you can do that. And this young man, folks, has been with us. I mean, he's a fighter. One thing about Jimmy is the intellectual things that he brings to the table are always very well thought through, very steady. You're a steady guy, buddy. You're a steady guy.
that's very nice of you to say. Thank you. Some of my friends might disagree with you, but yeah.
Well, it just means you buy the beer next time.
You got it, buddy. Hey, and one quick thing. When I was up in Aetna, unfortunately, the week before, the guy from Oregon was riding his horse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he went right through Aetna, and the guys were telling me about it, and I missed it, and I wish I could have said God.
Well, Sovereign Minds did an interview. Mark Kent did a really good interview with him, and he'll probably talk about that. So if you stay tuned, I'm sure he'll chit-chat about that a bit. And also, I know that if you email us, Sally can go ahead and give you the link of that interview. Is that on our website? It might be. Maybe Sally will let us know by getting on the chat room and letting us know.
I know. I thought it was posted out on Facebook.
It is posted out on Facebook.
Yeah, but email Sally. I'm sure she'd send it right to you, Jimmy.
Sure. Well, I got a numbers thing real quick.
Okay, because we got somebody else in the line, buddy.
Okay. Now, there is nine. Now, the bullet train is up to $67 billion, correct?
Something crazy like that. I don't know. Is it 6.7 or is it 67? I don't know.
I heard it's up to $67 billion right now.
Oh, man.
And correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know.
But it's 381 miles from San Francisco to L.A. And if you take $67 billion and divide it by 381, it's costing the taxpayers. And check this out. I might be wrong, but it's costing $175 million a mile.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yep. Does not surprise me.
175 million plus. Anyway, I'm sure that's right. I did hear it was 100, or I heard it was 67 billion. So that's what we're paying for, everybody.
Yep.
All right. Well, keep up the good fight, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right, brother. Becky in Jones Valley. We've got about 2 minutes.
Hey, Becky, how are you doing?
Good morning. Just a real quick question. I have several people from Washington to Southern California that are interested. I have them in tune to your website, but the question I have is some of us are unable to drive in to make the meetings. Since we have people dispersed all over, is there a way for them to actually see a video recording of your meetings when you have them at the church or at other organizations?
Yes, and there will be, but something else in the intro, and yes, and if you want, you can, do you have a brochure anywhere handy? Did you ever get a brochure on this?
I did not.
Okay,
I signed up.
If you if you could maybe leave your number with Bob Martin and Sal will give you a call. But the other thing I want to bring up to you very quickly is you are probably listening to this on your computer. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
that's the only way I get you.
Okay, all your friends can go to the archive and listen to all the programs and get all the information on Jefferson just in the archives here. It's free. They can go back and do it. And I think we archive. How far back do we archive, Bob? About 6 months.
Sorry, theoretically, we archive all the way back to the beginning of the show.
Well, so it could be 3 years.
Don't go back that far.
Yeah, don't go back that
really
far.
Bad.
Yeah. Because Wynn was a rookie. You know, Red was good, but Wynn was a rookie. Anyway,
so rookie.
Anyway, getting back to your question about how they get in touch, go ahead and send them the link to this radio program. And if you go back probably 4 weeks, you're going to get a lot of good information and solid information on everything and probably be brought up to speed. And Becky, Bob will get to you, so stay on the line. Bob will stay with you, and he'll get your information. And hey, guys, time has come
for 51.
And here is Michael Smith in the original Jefferson song, Jefferson State of Mind.
Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come. 51 in the Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us, you have no clue, and still you tell us what to do.
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds next on KCNR Shasta Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. It is day two of the 2018 federal government shutdown as Democrats continue to demand an immigration agreement as the price of a short-term government spending bill. House Speaker Paul Ryan says that's dirty pool.
The Senate Democrats have chosen filibustership, filibuster appropriations, filibuster getting these things done, and then blame the dysfunction on everybody else. The point I'm trying to make is, if you want to get these problems...